The White Tank Mountains are called the jewel of the West Valley. About an hour outside of Phoenix, a lot of people think about the mountain range as the middle of nowhere. But that's not going to be the case in the near future, according to Ian Dowdy with the White Tank Mountain Conservancy.
Reality is that they're completely surrounded by planned development.
Planned communities in the areas surrounding the White Tanks will cover more than 300,000 new single-family homes and could bring up to 1.5 million people to the area, according to Dowdy.
You know, what people don't understand is that the White Tanks in about 30 or 40 years will be completely surrounded by urban development. And the wildlife and the natural scenic resources that exist in that mountain range could well be threatened by that development, cutting off the natural ecological function of that landscape.
The White Tank Mountains Conservancy was formed in 2014 to bring together conservationists, developers, and West Valley cities to balance those environmental concerns with the impending development in the area. And now the City of Surprise is considering joining the Conservancy. The show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on this. And Lauren, are other West Valley cities joining this group?
Yes. In fact, the mayor of Buckeye, Jackie Meck, is the vice chair of the White Tank Mountains Conservancy Board, and Peoria and Youngstown are both members. Now, Surprise is set to discuss joining the Conservancy tonight at their city council meeting. It costs a one-time fee of $25,000 to join, and they've slated that money in the city's 2017 budget. I talked to Eric Fitzer about this. He's the community development director with the City of Surprise, and he says the White Tanks are an asset to the city and to developers.
We do want the development to happen, but we want to make sure that we do it properly when it comes down to it. The idea is, you know, this is a jewel of the West Valley. And we really want to learn from the positives that have happened in the East Valley, you know, adjacent to the McDowell Mountain Preserve. You know, we've really kind of looked at that area as what's good and bad, what could have been done better, and kind of take into consideration all those items when we're trying to properly plan for our side of the White Tanks.
So what kind of development is slated in Surprise around the White Tanks?
Fitzer says a lot of the land near the White Tanks in Surprise is actually state trust land owned by the Arizona State Land Department. So they're working with them to figure out how to plan future development of those lands while also protecting the White Tanks, and they want to boost the land department's property value. And he says the state is not actually a bad property owner to work with.
You know, the state land department is in no hurry to sell necessarily these lands. So, you know, it's nice to have a property owner such as that to partner with. A lot of times when you're dealing with just private landowners, I know they're in there, they're going to sell right away and get out. The state land department doesn't work that way.
Fitzer says the city wants development out there to look like DC Ranch in Scottsdale or Verado in Buckeye. They want upscale communities that allowed access to the mountain preserve for their residents and for the wider community.
So, Lauren, you said development that's already scheduled could bring up to 300,000 new homes near the White Tanks. What could that do to the environment and the wildlife that's already there?
Right. So this is a mountain range that's incredibly well preserved. They have nearly 30,000 acres of open space, according to the Conservancy, and they have wildlife. There are herds of deer, mountain lions, javelina. So one of the reasons they formed this conservancy in the first place was because they saw it as a real opportunity to shape this impending development that's coming down the line before it's all said and done. Here's Ian Dowdy again with the Conservancy.
You know, there is an adage that the folks in the wildlife community talk about, and they always say there are no deer in Deer Valley. And that's an interesting statement in itself, because if you talk to the old timers in Phoenix, they will talk about the deer that were in Deer Valley, the mule deer that were there, and the hunting and recreation opportunities that existed, you know, several decades ago. And so now in the far West Valley, we're looking at the White Tank Mountains and with a very proactive lens. We're saying, you know, if we can do a better job somehow and protecting the natural resources that are here, we will be leaps and bounds ahead of other portions of the valley that have lost those opportunities.
That's Ian Dowdy with the White Tank Mountains Conservancy. The City of Surprise is scheduled to discuss joining the Conservancy at their City Council meeting tonight.
That's the show's Lauren Gilger. Thanks, Lauren.
My pleasure.